Welcome to Music in a New World, America's Ethnic Traditions. In digital recordings made for this series, we'll hear immigrants throughout the U.S. show the musical gifts they bring to these shores. Our host is ethnomusicologist Carl Signell.
25 million or so Americans can claim some African ancestry. The massive forced migration of their ancestors in the 17th and 18th centuries has a faint echo in the small, voluntary immigration of black Africans since World War II. Among these recent immigrants are some excellent musicians. African music means drums, right? Not always. In this program, we'll hear solo voices with softly plucked strings. A Senegalese griot philosophizes on life and death to the accompaniment of a 21-string lute. An Ethiopian musician sings all the parts of a humorous song from children to old men while accompanying himself on a 6-string lyre. But first, a word to the serious high-fidelity listener. The music for this program was recorded and mastered digitally. Depending on how your local station carries the program, you could be hearing the equivalent of a live broadcast of this music. No special equipment is needed, but if you have a hi-fi stereo system, you might want to position yourself there to enjoy the wide dynamic range, the clean silences, and the vivid sparkle of digital sound. Djimu Kouyaté is from Senegal on the west coast of Africa. He was a griot there, that's a professional storyteller and musician. His instrument is the kora, a 21-string lute, and his people are the Mandinka tribe. All this may sound familiar. Remember Roots, the family history of Alex Haley? When Haley visited the professor of African studies, he was shown a magnificent harp-like musical instrument from the land of Haley's ancestors. That was the kora. When Haley finally traced back his lineage to Senegambia and found the oral historian in his ancestral village there, that was the griot. Ethnomusicologist Rod Knight explains the connection between Haley's quest and the griot and the kora.
Alex Haley had close contact with the kora because, even if no one had mentioned it in his family history, he would have come in contact with it in Africa because the performers are historians, too. The whole idea is to remind people of the importance of the past and to impress upon them the value of their tradition.
It wasn't exactly an African village, but several hundred Afro-Americans gathered one Sunday in the theater lab of the John F. Kennedy Center for the Performing Arts in Washington, D.C. A real griot from Africa, Djimu Kouyaté, and his troupe of performers, Memory of African Culture, were about to recreate songs of the same type that Alex Haley discovered in Africa. Rod Knight summarizes the stories of Kouyaté's songs, stories of fate, of God, and of death.
He says, Dunia, Jon me laban long, which means, Jon actually means slave, and in the sense of we're, as humans, all slaves of God. Dunia. Jon me laban long. We don't know our end. This is a typical Islamic view, and the Mandinka, being Muslim, tend to pepper their songs with a lot of observations on Islam and philosophizing. The next song he sings is called Masani Sise. Masani was he was well known in his community, and there was the story behind the song is that he and his fiancée were about to be married, and it's a kind of typical love triangle story. There was a third person involved, a suitor to his fiancée, who was apparently extremely jealous, and the upshot of this jealousy was an act which caused Masani's death. Where two rivers meet, Masani has died, his wife is crying. His fiancée is crying. it's the sort of song that serves to illuminate the same theme, that you know, who could have predicted that Masani would die this way, or now.
Yeah, we have to. Hurrah! Hurrah!
Jimo Kriyati of Senegal, singing and playing the kora. Kriyati also trained the Afro-Americans who danced and sang the chorus for these songs. Kriyati also plays other traditional string instruments of his region. One is a sort of smaller cousin of the kora called simbing. The other is a three-stringed lute with a deep, pungent sound called bullon. Both are used by hunters and warriors. Jimo Kriyati, playing music of Senegal. Kriyati now lives in the Washington, D.C. area, a major magnet for Africans in the United States. Ethiopians from the opposite coast of Africa, the northeast one, are more numerous in the nation's capital than anywhere else in the country. Where else can you find 5 Ethiopian restaurants? Where else 7,000 Ethiopians? Where else could you find a musician like Seleshi Damise? Thank you.
when you hear this song, you can swing to the left and to the right. This is the way how people sitting in the house and listening to their fathers, their mothers when they play Ethiopian folk music, and everybody sitting in the chair and swinging like an old pendulum. Listening this song from his thumbless, and then he stand up and say with his old vocal cords, are getting old too, very rough. Kids, my
lives of him.
Ethiopian musician Seleshi Damise. His instrument is the six-string lyre called krar. In this last song, Damise strums his instrument with an improvised plectrum, the tongue of his belt. The story tells of a man who asks, "If I have such a large house and so many guests, why am I not rich?"
This song is called Adara Shubete. Seleshi Damise of Ethiopia. Just time left for a little xylophone music from Senegal, played by Jimu Kouyaté. If you'd like a cassette of this program, or you'd like to comment, favorably or otherwise, write to Music in a New World, care of WPFW-FM, 700 H Street Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. I'll repeat that.
If you'd like a cassette of this program, or if you'd like to comment, favorably or otherwise, write to Music in a New World, care of WPFW FM, 700 H Street, Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20001. I am pleased to give credit to those who made this program possible. At the top of the list are the performing artists, Djimu Koyaté of Senegal with his ensemble Memory of African Culture, and Seleshi Damise of Ethiopia. Thanks to the Kennedy Center for permission to record Koyaté. For expert advice, I'm indebted to my colleagues in ethnomusicology, Professor Rod Knight of Oberlin College, and Dr. Kazadi Wamukuna of the Smithsonian Folklife Program. For the Hi-Fi fanatics, the music recording and mastering was done on Sony PCM-F1 digital audio processor and Sony SL-2000 Betamax video recorder. Post-production is by the Image Factory in Alexandria, Virginia. And I'm Carl Signell, the producer. Thanks for listening, and won't you join me for the next edition of Music in a New World.
This program is produced by Carl Signell for WPFW, a Pacifica member station. Funds from the National Endowment for the Arts and from the L.J. and Mary C. Skaggs Foundation. Music in a New World is distributed by NFCB, the National Federation of Community Broadcasters.